Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by Harry and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm doing very good.
I feel like it's been a minute since we recorded, but obviously it's just going to be a weekly one for people listening here, you know.
No one knows the behind the scene magic.
When did we last record?
Actually? A couple of weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we missed two in a row.
I've been hungering for some questions, you know what I mean? I feel like...
Yeah.
I'm thirsty to give some knowledge out.
The last one we did was the mega hungover one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were at the pub last night, so this is just like a mini hangover.
The slightly hungover episode.
Oh, the ever so slightly hungover episode. We'd like have like a starting like rating, because last one was certainly like high.
That was high.
4 or 5 out of 5. Like, this is probably like a 3.
This is a 3.
Yeah, this is like a 3.
Compounded by the fact there's a fucking massive heat wave going on.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the middle of a heat wave, which is why I might sound a bit different. I'm hiding in the office with the AC on just because I can't be in my flat. It's hell out there.
It's insane. This is like the worst day to be sat inside recording a podcast. Like, this is madness. It's like nearly 30 fucking degrees. It's kind of crazy.
We're all about 0 degrees.
Oh, nice. The segue.
Nice.
I want to say though, I imagine that we'll have some listeners who hear us say it's almost 30 degrees and will go,
that's nothing down
that's
in Texas.
Nothing down in Texas. We are. It's 100 million degrees. We're bored and alive down here.
I literally live on the sun.
Live on the sun. It is still hot. We assure you, we're sweating our tits off in our boiling horrible houses.
It is disgusting. It is disgustingly hot. It's really not enjoyable.
I've had to turn my fan off to record, otherwise it's too loud. So I'm just going to slowly melt during this recording.
Good luck. Yeah. Well, all of our buildings are built to retain heat because we're a very cold country.
Yeah.
Generally. So we just keep all this heat in and it's just like way
sweaty,
too warm.
Sweaty.
It's like muggy and humid.
Muggy heat.
I hate it. I mean, when it's nice and windy outside with the warmth, that's really nice. Like a nice summer's breeze.
Love it. Love a breeze.
Lovely.
I do love that.
We got sent in a picture today of someone who was listening to the podcast and they were driving a fucking tractor. I feel like...
Think how hard it would be in that little cabin.
That is like insane. Just the sun beating down on your cabin. You're just absolutely sweltering.
Little like, glass house.
But I also feel like that's got to be one of the weirdest places someone's listened to 0 degrees. Like, a tractor's
I love that. I know Triforce did it before, and they got people to send in their pictures from where they're listening. I even sent them one in when I was window cleaning.
Nice.
Like, I was just like, here's some sheep. I'm with some sheep listening to the podcast. It's cool seeing people like send that stuff in. I was like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think it's been interesting doing a podcast, because obviously, I don't think none of us have done a podcast before, have we?
Mm-mm.
And it's quite like, I guess we're also used to streaming, and we're so used to that instant kind of reaction, that instant, you know, people are chatting, people are giving feedback. It feels very weird to kind of record a thing and then just put it out there, and then maybe some people like talk to you about it. I mean, it feels very like one way. So I feel like it's nice to get people writing in and saying they've been enjoying it or they've been listening to
someone.
Someone
in my stream says they listen to it in an ambulance.
Oh, God.
Wait, did you see this? They're regularly breaking bones? What?
They were listening to it in an ambulance driver, and the podcast was playing when they received a call from the police, and the podcast didn't stop.
Oh my God.
So technically some police in, I think, America or the UK had to listen to some of Zero Degrees.
Oh God.
Which I think is fucking
That's
sick.
How we're going to get out there. That's how we're going to make it big. Just slowly.
Spread the word.
Slowly, yeah. Just, I feel like there was someone tweeted in the other day as well about how they were like picking up their kid or something and they were listening to it with like the windows down, and we started talking about like dildos. I mean, I'm sorry, but also I'm not sorry. You know what you're signing up to, listening to this podcast on speakers out loud. Like,
we're awful people. Well, listen to us at your own discretion, peril.
Are we awful or the questions we get sent in awful? I feel like it's more so the latter. We're pretty bad, but the questions are certainly...
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, I think.
I don't know. I don't know if we could take all the responsibility for it. I think in the viewers also maybe, or the listeners get some of that as well. But yeah, I hope people have been enjoying it.
Yeah.
I think we're nearly at 300 ratings on Spotify, which is crazy.
Nice. So thank you so much, everyone. Yeah. And send us pictures of you listening to it somewhere crazy, unless it's the toilet. We don't want to see you on the toilet.
Don't want that.
Oh God,
we're not into that.
Just
well, Raph might be, but I'm not.
Or intercourse. I don't want to see that. Like, if you're listening to this while you're having intercourse, like, what is going on in your life? Are you
come on, lad, get in there.
Kind of sick, you know. If you know, there's some couples out there listening to Zero Degrees.
Is that like they're like foreplay? That's like before the cheeks start getting clapped, it's fucking just a little bit of Zero Degrees.
Let me just quickly chain you to the radio.
It's inspirational. It is. It really is.
I found the exact message. I'm a paramedic, and I went out for a walk listening to Zero Degrees, and when suddenly it stopped, but it didn't stop. One of our SUVs had driven by me at the lights, and the sirens were going off, and you check your Bluetooth, and sure enough, it had connected to the ambulance that was going by.
No.
Yeah. I can confirm a discussion on cooking on a radiator has now interrupted and confused a 911 call.
Oh my God, that's actually dangerous. I don't like that. I don't like that we're responsible for that.
Kind of scary.
I also feel like eating food that you've cooked on a radiator will put you in an ambulance. So, it goes both ways.
Very true.
Fuck's sake. All right, should we hop into a question? My girlfriend and I are in the bathroom and I suddenly need to pee, but she's mid doing her makeup. Do I pee with her in the room, assuming she's comfy with it? Or do I ask her to, I ask her to leave, hold it in? I mean, what do we feel like the etiquette is here? Is peeing when someone else is in the bathroom and doing stuff, like...
If it's your partner, I think it's probably fine if they're chill with it. I think, obviously ask them, don't just whip your dick out and start pissing.
I'm pissing everyone.
Okay, you know, but...
It's weirdly intimate, isn't it? There is an openness. It feels more intimate than maybe intercourse. I feel like that is like that's the final barrier. Is pissing together in a bathroom?
No.
Really? I don't know. I feel like that's very private.
What base is that?
Like first base is like fucking holding hands. Second base is going on a date.
Yeah, home run is pissing pissing together.
Home run, is that a home run?
Yeah. Home run is pissing
between her legs. She's also pissing.
Oh my God. The fucking Transformers fucking assemble. Because people do that. People do sit. I saw something about some guy who was adamant. I can't remember where it was, quite a few years ago, but he was adamant that you should sit on a toilet facing towards the back of the toilet.
Oh, I remember straddling that.
Like, what? I've never... I mean, that would be insane. Let's say your partner comes in to go pee and they sit down like that. I'm like, that at that moment, I'm just like, I get my keys, I leave.
I never return. Someone needs to prank their partner by doing that and just see what just like, the reaction
what?
Is.
What's the matter?
Like, what? This is how I pee. Do you not pee like this? What?
Yeah, oh my God.
We should maybe all do this. We should all just pull that one out. Just like, what is it even called?
This is how I normally pee.
See, I feel like I have the opposite kind of, well, not the opposite, but a different view to Harry. And I think peeing is fairly easy breezy, baby. Like, I don't think it's some massively intimate thing. Like, if you're going on a walk with your mates in the countryside, you got to piss. You're going to, you'll, you know, whip your trousers down and have a wee wee. Like, it's not like this, you know, deep, intimate moment. It's just kind of like, I have to piss. Or another example, as I used to do a lot, I don't do so much now, I'm an old woman, but when I was younger, me and my friends always, when we were out in the club, we'd always go pee together.
See, I hate that. In the stalls.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't really know why we would, but it was just a precedent that we would.
I mean, that being said, I have... I've had pee battles with Tom Clark before. That's I'm happy to admit that. We've talked
about pee battles with Tom as well.
Wait, what? Can I get a little bit of clarification?
We were
here?
Very
what
drunk
is a pee
and
battle?
We did. Well, we were pretending that they were like lightsabers and we were doing like a duel.
Okay, I've not had a piss fight with Tom. Me and Tom just prank each other when we're pissing.
I don't know. I mean, that feels like very out of character for me because I feel like peeing is a private act, it's a ceremonial moment. And that's it's not to be enjoyed with other people. It's a private thing.
Harry, it's a private moment. Also, Harry, I did a lightsaber fight with my friend peeing.
Again, out of character. I don't know what I was thinking because it's not what I believe. It's not my beliefs.
It's not my beliefs.
Like
what pranks do you do, Revs?
Well, me and Tom just like to give each other a little nudge. Like so you sneak up on another person as that their urinal just bump into the back of them so they go, or we'll just like be like, sneak up on you, but hello.
You see, the thing
right
is,
up
I guess,
to their face.
I guess there is an unavoidable kind of community aspect to men, you know, male pissing in the urinal trough. There is a trough. You know, at the end of the day, you do get those people, Ravs, and I'm sure you know them, who just, they take a fucking long old peep. They took a big old lean over and look. Like, and it's fucking weird.
A lean over?
Yeah, yeah. Some people do go like...
They're like proper
down,
like staring up at your junk and it's like,
staring at your dick.
That's horrible. My
and I'm
God.
Trying to, I try to like put a little safety cone around it. Doesn't need to be very
big. It doesn't
big.
Have to be big, does it? Yeah.
Just a little,
I like the
Ravs. House.
We can't see, just but Ravs just took two hands and made like a circle.
That's optimistic,
A little roof for my dick.
You only need one hand, Ravs. You don't need two.
But like the idea of going into a cubicles are kind of just germ-filled hellholes. Like they are like not, like going into like a club cubicle is like, God, they are just,
oh God,
they are just
they are fucking grim.
There's puke. Oh, it's horrible.
It is. They are grim. But I guess they're no more grim than a urinal, surely. It's the same thing. Just I've got walls around it.
Yeah, but I guess that's why I'm like, I want to spend as little time possible like breathing in the pee air.
Right. Like, yeah.
That's true. Oh my God. Some of them smell
so bad. They fucking stink. The thing is, that's why I say like, I don't know why. Like viewers, if you could chime in with this, if you've ever like, you know, you've been out on a night out. It's a thing that happens when you're really drunk and you go into the cubicle with your mate and you pee and you chat. I think it's because you're chatting and you want to carry on chatting. So you just
continue. Go and pee really quickly and then return to the conversation.
But when you're drunk, you just want to keep it going, baby. You don't want no break. It's so interesting whatever shite you're talking about that you went over the next day. So you pee
are you guys like in the same cubicle, like fucking talking of shit while you take turns pissing?
Yeah, exactly. Someone will stand and someone will pee and you'll chat. You'll like look each other in the eye having a conversation.
Do you ever
No, obviously you never poo because you are a lady.
I'm a woman.
I don't.
Tell me like one of your friends has sat down and just had like the most violent diarrhea.
Shatterstorm. Because you can't open the door. That's like friendship over. Like you.
I mean, I would be out of there. I'd be the fucking out of there. I'm not standing there. Once I take a shit.
That feels very much against etiquette, right? You can't just like start like
that's a
betrayal of laying logs.
What if it happened by accident? You weren't expecting it to you by surprise. You'd be like, leave. Get out, please. Save yourself.
Again, like I just feel like these are, I'm not like super prudish, but I just feel like these are like kind of private moments that you just get over and done with and then like back to life. I feel it's weird
to
want to share it with another person.
I wouldn't do it now. As an old lady, I would not do it now. I don't know why it was a thing of my 20s of being in cubicles with friends. But then also, latching onto what you just said, I firmly agree, and this goes back to the original question, that peeing in front of your significant other is not such a big deal, as long as you're polite and ask if it's okay. But pooping? Pooping is a sin. Pooping, if you poop in front of your significant other, and I know there's people out here listening that do that, what the fuck? What yeah, that's the weird. Fuck?
Especially if they're having a nice bath and they're sitting there with candles and you're just like...
That's the moment I do get triggered. It's like, if I'm in there doing, you know, in the bathroom, washing my hands or whatever, brushing my teeth, brushing my hair, whatever I'm doing, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you can come in and pee. I feel like it's more rude when my partner comes in and pees when I'm in the shower, because I'm in a locked away moment. I don't get like a say. I'm like a captive prisoner to the pee show. And I'm just like, well, this isn't... I know, like, I can't... This is going to take me a minute to leave. I can't like leave if I want to. You've invaded my like shower space, and I'm like just this weird like person just watching Mr. Mimey against the glass. Like, what am
when
I
you
to
press
do?
Your face against the glass? Like, yes, the piss.
The piss.
Do a good piss.
Piss detected. Jeremy, that feels cruel. I feel like I'm in prison. I'm in like piss jail, and I'm having to fucking my torturer is watching this.
Harry,
how?
No.
What? Me just shouting? No! 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 Don't piss!
I guess, yeah. When I'm in the bath,
mm-hmm.
My significant other will have a pee, and I hate that because I'll like, not in the bath, obviously, that would be really strange, but I'll be like, having a nice relaxing
Dive
bath,
the bubbles.
Like body bubble bath. I'll have like a bath with some bubbles, listen to some music, I have a cup of tea. And obviously when someone's got to go, they've got to go. And I take really long baths. I'll be in the bath for like 1 to 2 hours.
You're one bathroom household.
One bathroom household.
Yeah, so at that moment, Lydia, it's just, things have to happen.
Well, that's the thing, right? If it was a poop, then I would be like, no, you either fucking wait or I'm getting out this bathtub. But if it's a peep, it's like, okay, that's fair. Like, I've been in here for an hour. You're going to piss yourself. And it does ruin the ambiance, I will not lie, when you're trying to relax and someone's just pissing next to you. But, you know.
You've got like Four Seasons playing. You're like sipping some wine.
Would it be better if they like did like a cherub pose? You know, like those fountains that
like in Belgium.
Yeah. Like, you know, they like added, you know, made it real, real cultured, really nice.
What if they wore like a toga?
I feel like I'm abroad.
Yeah, if it's a one bathroom arrangement, then like stuff just has to happen. That's unavoidable, you know.
But
I'm a two bathroom house, and that.
Wait, so why are they
precisely
in your
Lydia?
Room? What?
When I'm in the shower, like. That
well, that's
to
just
me.
A fetish at that point. Like,
I know.
What
I
are they
like,
doing?
I've got to go away and have some conversations.
I think they just want to see the cocker.
Yeah.
That's what's happening there.
Any excuse to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I guess actually, the question was actually about makeup. It wasn't, you know, it was about, you know, she's doing makeup.
Oh, she's
is it
doing
okay
her
for
makeup.
Me to go in and pee? Like, is
or
that
ask thing,
her to leave. Do you want piss particles going onto like your makeup brushes and then like your face?
How hard are you pissing?
Splashback zone
piss gets
is like
everywhere.
50 feet.
Have you never seen one of those videos where it's like you flush a toilet and like even if the lid's down, it goes out the side. Like bathrooms are gross.
Oh yeah.
Like it's not lovely.
I remember reading this fact about like your toothbrush will have poo particles in it.
Yeah.
Because like that's just floating around in the bathroom and it will attach to your toothbrush head.
We're like, I really hope some people are listening to this while they start their day or whatever. Like, we're just fucking ruining people's days.
I'm so sorry, everyone, that you had to know that now. That's why they say like hand dryers are actually like really gross because it's just pushing that gross poopy pee air like all around when it's drying your hands and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I like to not think about all of those things because I feel like that's how you become like mega germaphobe. Just like,
whoa,
oh my God, there's stuff everywhere.
It's kind of unavoidable.
If you got to go as well, you got to go, right? Mm-hmm. And you, like, even if you're out like fucking in the street, you know, sometimes you've got to fucking find a nice dark spot to go have a nice piss.
The luxury.
Behind a bin or in an alley.
Oh, Lydia, come on, you do that. Don't
catch you.
Don't lie.
I have to hold
don't
it.
Lie.
The luxury of having an outie. You can just go whenever you want. As a ninny, it's
Lydia,
a whole
thing. Lydia,
just
pop, squat and dream. Just fucking... It's
what
all
if I'm
just...
wearing jeans? You want me to get my whole fucking private... My dignity out? My
get
entire
that,
dignity?
Get that small amount of dignity that's left right out.
It only works if you're wearing a skirt with like no tights, but even then it's like a risky.
Yeah, that feels like maneuver. That feels weirdly more risky. I don't know.
Like,
yeah,
like,
your
a lot
skirt.
Of things like
get
flowing around.
Skirt.
Yeah, like it's not great. But yeah, I think circling back to the peeping. I would say if she's like, yeah, it's fine, if she genuinely doesn't mind, I don't personally think it is a big deal. Pooping, where couples poop in front of each other, which I know, I genuinely know couples that do that. I think that is, oh my God. I just don't understand how the love isn't dead at that point. Like, where is the romance if you're pooping in front of each other?
Yeah, that's like...
Maybe they like the poopy.
Maybe they like the poopy.
And we're not here to judge, except we are.
Oh, I'm judging.
And I'm judging.
I'm
really
judging.
Fucking hard.
If you like the poopy, I'm judging you.
I think it is fine, but I think you certainly need to like
absolutely check with your partner.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't just start fucking power blasting your toilet with.
Actually, I take that back.
Piss.
You've got to do the reverse sit down. That's how you have to start
have to initiate it with the reverse sit down first.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like, rake her onto the toilet.
And then she's like, what? No, this is so fucking normal.
I actually think that's...
So everyone pisses. Gaslight them.
And if she complains, you just start the fucking piss junk collection outside the bathroom when she's doing her makeup. And she's like, I'm sorry, I gotta go somewhere.
It's in Sunny D bottles.
Yeah, Sunny D bottles. Sunny D. Fill them up.
I'll put them back in the fridge.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, good luck. Also, I'm interested. What do people... I feel like this is going to be a divisive one. I feel like
this
it's 50.
Divisive.
I feel like this is 50-50. People will just be like, no, why the fuck would you do that? Or like...
That's gross. Hold it in.
Yeah, interesting.
Or like, why doesn't the person just leave the bathroom? Like, what? There's no need. But I do think in certain circumstances, it is a pain in the ass to leave. Like, you're in the bathroom, in the shower.
Yeah,
You know, knee-deep in doing her makeup. Like, she's doing her eyeliner. She's really carefully drawing it on. She doesn't want to have to stop and leave. Like, there are situations where it's just easier to let someone pee.
Yeah.
But I can see both sides.
Just be respectful, right? Just be respectful.
Be respectful. But I will never see the poop side. I will never see the poop side.
That's the line. That's the line we don't
That's
cross.
The line, and it has been drawn.
Good question. All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Okay, next question. I recently turned 21, which here in America means I can legally drink alcohol. Problem is, I don't want to drink alcohol. I've been tipsy before and I hated the feeling. So I'm staying away from it mostly. Oh, sorry, I'm staying away from it mostly, but lots of people don't get that and really want to take me out drinking. What are some good and funny excuses I can give to blow these people off? You know, friends and close family members that I don't like.
Okay, change the verbiage on blow them off. You just mentioned family in there, and I'm just like,
I'm gonna
okay.
Blow my family off.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Family that pisses together, blows each other off together, very close together.
Oh, my God.
I don't. I feel like you can just be like, fuck off. Like, you can go away. I don't know. Like, how do you. Are there any funny excuses to get rid of it? I guess you could just constantly say you're hungover. Like, I'm sure.
It's a classic one, but I always say like I'm washing my hair that day or something. It's even harder if you're bald.
You say that at the pub.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink, Raj? No, I'm washing my hair that day.
No. Just say I'm pregnant. Just go out. Just fucking fully
straight out.
I'm teetotal. Straight edge, baby. I don't touch booze.
I do
My
feel
body
like
is a temple.
We are the three worst people worst people to give advice on how to not
absolutely
drink. This is like
absolutely,
this is like the opposite. Like, we literally have a degree in this. Like, this, we are experts in drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, if you don't want to drink, it's fine. I there's a bit of that made me, the bit of this question made me a bit sad. It was like, you know, the people like want to make them go out and take them out drinking, and it's like, I mean, you can go and join them, right? Like, you don't have to go and drink. You can go out and have fun with them.
Drink the non-alcoholic beers or whatever you fancy.
They're honestly really good. Like, non-alcoholic beers are actually really fucking nice. Like,
they taste like beer.
It's crazy.
I can understand what their sort of conundrum is, though, because I think at the age of 21, I'm trying to think of me and my friends when we went out. We probably were very immature when it came to stuff like that. And if someone wasn't drinking, it'd be like, come on, why aren't you drinking? Yeah. Don't be boring. Like, you're young, you know, you don't really get that, it's, you know, life is more complicated and nuanced than that. It's not all about, like, you have to get pissed. So it probably would have been like that at 21. Now, if I'm with someone, they say they're not drinking, I say, like, oh, okay, cool. I wouldn't even ask why. I'd just be like, yeah, no worries. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, it doesn't matter. But I think at 21, it probably would have had that reaction from me, you know, like, oh, don't be boring, which...
I feel like in America, because you're probably driving somewhere to go and drink, you can turn it into a bit of a superpower of, ooh, oh, it's fine, I'll be designated driver.
Oh, yeah, be the designated driver, that point, that's perfect.
At that point, you're literally, like, your mate's best fucking friends. Like, that is a fucking homie hookup beyond belief. Like, I feel like that's the out, right?
But don't let them vomit in your car.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know how much you want to, like, lie or have to lie, but if it is like they are being super insistent and you've kind of said everything and they're just being like, come on, give it a go, you could say, like, because I have a friend who's allergic to alcohol, it makes her really ill. You could say that you're allergic, like, makes you ill, I can't drink it, I'll be really sick, I just can't. And like Barry said, hit the non-alcohol beers and stuff like that, because they are good.
Equally, it sounds like at the beginning they're like, I don't want to drink alcohol, I've been doing this before and I hated the feeling. You can drink alcohol very slowly and mix it with other things and not get drunk. You don't have, like, drinking alcohol doesn't mean you're going to get fucked up. Like, there is a very, you can get, do low alcohol shit, you can just drink, you know, water in between, you can drink slowly. Like, it doesn't have to be vodka shots into eyeball every moment that you're out. Like,
have you guys ever done that? Because I have.
No.
And it's awful.
What?
Awful.
I thought this was like a myth that people put shots in their eyes.
I did, like, I was like fucking 18, 19. Oh. It was like, oh, the hangover just comes. So we're like, Wolfpack, ha 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 ha. a shot of vodka.
That's so Chad.
Eyeball.
That is the most Chad thing you've ever told me.
Yeah, I did a shot in each eyeball.
Well, you're not blind for the rest of the night. Holy shit. Like, your eyes are so sore.
I was very, 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 very hungover the next day.
Did it get you really drunk? Is it true that...
Well, I was already really drunk when I did it, so I don't know if it just sent me further into the abyss.
Because the mechanics of it must work, right? Like, some alcohol must enter your bloodstream.
Get in your bloodstream, But equally, it's insanely unsafe, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a lot of it also just surely just goes right off and you just cry it out
it
or whatever.
Face.
Yeah,
I bet it's less effective than just shotting it, I imagine.
I don't miss those days. I'm glad to be more responsible now.
God, yeah.
Shit we used to do.
I really don't... I just really... Maybe a shot every so often, like once a fucking month or when we're doing a silly thing, but I just really fucking hate that style of drinking.
And I hate it when people rock up with a little tray of shots, like, or like a Jaeger bomb.
It's
like,
just
Jaeger
so
bombs taste
it's
like
fucking expensive
fucking
as well.
Shit.
Like, that shit is really expensive.
And over in a couple of seconds.
I feel like, I don't know, like 17, 18 year old drinking was it fucking sucked. Like,
it was
fun, but looking back, a lot of the time I was like, really want to do this, don't really want to, like, oh, I guess I'm just drinking an entire bottle of vodka for the evening. Like, okay, God. that's the drink. And it's like
cheap vodka as well.
This fucking sucks.
You know what I find interesting about this question, though, is that this comes from America. Like, if this is in the UK, I totally get it, because we have like a huge drinking culture over here.
Yeah.
Which I don't, when I think of America, I don't really think of them as having like as big a drinking culture as we do.
Are they at university though, if they're 21?
Oh, it could be like,
maybe college.
It's college time, frat party, spring break.
Maybe,
all that shit.
Maybe that's the situation, because I feel like the designated driver would have been a go-to excuse. Maybe they're in a college or whatever, there's no driving.
Oh,
I mean?
That just sounds like peer pressure hell. Yeah. Like,
I have to study for the big exam.
I gotta study.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
studying is a good excuse.
Yeah, I think just, it sounds really cliche, but saying, if you've started with, I just don't enjoy it, I don't want it, and they're still pushing you, and then you say, like, oh, it just makes me feel really ill, I genuinely don't, I just cannot drink it, and they're still pushing you, then maybe these aren't the kind of people you want to be hanging out
honestly,
with.
Honestly, that 100%, like, secondly, maybe we're just avoiding the nuclear option. Maybe you do just get really fucked up and then just like throw up all in your friend's bedroom, throw up all in their fucking car, just like fucking projectile vomit everywhere that you fucking can, paint the
shit
room,
your pants,
paint the
so
road
think of you of the
yellow
pants.
With your fucking sick and just shit everywhere, just fucking every bodily function just out. Just get it all out in their room, in their car, wherever, and they'll fucking learn to never ask for you to get drunk again.
Yep. They'll never want to ever see a drink.
They will call you pee pee poo pants, vomit head, and stuff like that for a while.
Vom bomb.
But then you know you won't have to drink for a while, a long time.
You know, yeah.
After that,
highs and lows.
I do think it's so weird that Americans drink at 21. Like I just
it's so late.
It's so like obviously there is probably some drinking happening before you're 21. But
same
even then,
here,
like
yeah.
I just feel like it's so late. So like late to just go through a wild drinking phase, like
yeah.
I know it's yeah. Like over here we can't, well, because we're such raging bloody booze hounds.
Well, we start at like 13 or
yeah,
here.
Like yeah. I don't know, like we start probably because yeah, before we start drinking around like 14 or whatever. But like having to wait until you're like a full blown 21-year-old adult till you're allowed to have a beer just seems crazy to me. Like that's so old, and I know that. People were listening and thinking, well, it's not actually that old, but it feels it, doesn't it?
It is in the sense of, I feel like a lot of development happens between 18 and 21. And a lot of your, you know, at 18, I do feel like you do stop being a child and you do certainly progress into becoming an adult here in the UK. And I feel like 21's so late to pass over that responsibility, right? Like, I just find it very strange. I find it very, very strange. Another thing. We're not sat here like drinking is amazing, everyone should fucking drink loads, let's get the kids to drink, like that is not my point of view, but I think there is a level of like you need to learn, if this is a thing you're going to do you need to learn it, and it needs to be done responsibly, and you need to like preferably get those crazy times out of the way sooner rather than later. Like
you don't want to be like 21 and absolutely shit faced.
What the fuck. Like
on like two beers.
that's a fucking suck. So I don't know. I feel like it's a hard question. Like, I don't feel like there's any funny excuses apart from maybe trying to lie that you're pregnant. But that
like,
won't.
Is it a guy? Because just go with that. Just go with that.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Come on.
Could you say like you could do like what they say like come on have a drink and then just stare into the distance, go really glassy eyed and say never since the incident.
Never since the incident.
Oh yeah.
No,
never since
or whatever.
1964. Never since then.
Never since that day. And then never, ever go into any more detail. When they ask, just say, I'm not really equipped to talk about that. I don't even legally think I can.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'll
alternatively
talk about it.
Vacant distance stare, glassy eyed like you were saying, and then you just go, I shitted. You actually did shitted.
And do a shit. And actually follow through. Don't just lie. Yeah. Don't just lie.
Yeah.
Again.
And you stare silently into space the whole time until you say I shitted.
Yep.
And then you have to go home.
Yep.
And there's like a little brown patch of where you were on the bench.
I feel like
that's perfect. No, Lydia, that's a perfect answer to this.
Nope.
That's
okay,
the perfect
sorry.
Answer to this question. I don't know why you would try and move on to a better one. That is it.
No. All right. Sorry. Answered the question. Hope that helped.
Question 3. I'm addicted to jerking it. Any point when I have some free time, I'm just spanking it each and every hour I get. I have a girlfriend and we have a good sex life, but I can't stop jacking it. It wouldn't be so bad, but it gets weirder and weirder levels of porn to get me off each time. You know the death by snooze scene in Futurama? I know it well. Mm-hmm. Well, did you know that has spawned an entire porn subgenre? Neither did I until I spent 2 days annual leave from work banging my hog to a giant Amazonian woman on OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
What can I do to curb my need to ride the veiny log flume of love? I'm starting to chafe.
Also casually just leaking my OnlyFans there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Nice promo. It's a nice little sponsored little segment for Lydia. What the fuck is this question?
Okay. It's certainly a question.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, was there a question? I feel like that was more just a flex. Was that?
Well, no, it was a what can I do to stop fucking beating my meat, squeezing God, my hog?
Just
he's starting to chafe.
Just, I mean, No Nut November was a joke, but like maybe you should really consider it.
No Nut 22.
I'm interested. Is this like a they took? Sorry, they also they took 2 days annual leave to masturbate.
Just fucking masturbate.
That is like one of the most insane things like I've ever heard in my fucking life. What the fuck?
That is fucking insane.
I feel like does their partner, does their girlfriend know about this?
She must be, right?
Surely when it gets to their sex life, you know, it's a little fucking puff of mist
air,
comes out.
Dust.
A puff of air and dust comes out because he's just fucking drained the hog.
Oh my God.
The river run dry.
I just, like, that bit I feel like needs to be expanded on. I need to know why, like, do they, like, if you're hiding this is an insane, insane thing.
Well, he says they have a good sex life, right? So... assuming he's doing both, maybe she doesn't know, maybe he does it in secret.
It doesn't really sound like they're having a bad time. It doesn't sound like it's affecting their life badly. It just sounds like they're really addicted.
It doesn't, like, yeah, porn addiction is a thing, like.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, yeah, sex addiction, porn addiction is an actual, like, kind of registered, recognized addiction. Like, people get therapy for it and stuff, don't they? Because it takes over their life. Like, do you guys have any experience with that? Like, you ever just couldn't stop hacking it?
No. Fortunately, Harry, not. No.
What's how many in one day?
Not many.
Not average. Like, the most you've ever done.
The average. Let's do the calculations.
What's like the most you've ever done?
3 or 4, but like that feels like feels like 4. Extravagance.
4 for me.
That
feels
like. You know, Ravs wanted to say like fucking 15. But no, said 4,
oh my God,
rain
my poor, I don't. My poor little fucking tiny dick.
It's a mind blowing concept to me that you could do it more than that.
I think it would hurt.
That's my cap. That's it. It's done.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
out.
My cap.
Like, just kill me. Yeah. At the end of that, I'm done. I'm like a Pringle. I'm ready to just snap. I'm so fragile. You just can't touch me. Don't go near me.
What about when you were younger? When was it? Like, don't boys reach like, what is it? The, you know, sexual peak when they're like 18 or something like that, and women reach it when they're like mid 30s. So
I'm still in my peak, actually.
I'm currently peaking, I think.
I'm peaking. Yeah. But like, isn't it like, you know, I remember, like, you know, back in secondary school or whatever, where, you know, there's like people, you joke that boys would get a boner because they can see a bra strap or whatever. You're just like constantly horny. Like, is it not more than actually, then?
I didn't find that.
No.
It's not. The people will think it's the bra strap. No. It is just your dick being an asshole. Right. You know what I mean? It'll be like, literally, okay, the school bell is about to ring and we're about to all stand up and leave. Erection.
Look.
Time to give your class talk. Erection.
Every young man knows the experience of waistbanding. We've all done it. We've all been there.
Tuck it in.
That, like, mean tuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's rough. It's a rough time. It's a rough time to be a kid. It's weird.
How are you supposed to do that when you're like about to stand up in front of the class? How do you grab it and
it's
tuck
like a
it
learned
in?
Skill.
Dude, right.
You, yeah, Lydia, these are the secret arts of man. Right. These are like, okay. It's like the level of kung fu that is not talked about. I just feel like I can empathize, but I can't understand this questioner. Like, it sounds so extreme. Like, I don't know how you get out of that. Also, again, they don't sound sad. They sound like they're having a nice time. It sounds like they're enjoying it. It sounds like it's not affecting their relationship, which
yeah, but
is kind of the first
have,
thing.
Like, do you think they have, like, the post-wank depression?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're clarity. Just, like, you realize what you're looking at.
You look around and
you're just
like
oh.
No.
Oh.
Yep.
I I feel like with like sort of porn addiction and sex addiction, it's almost like the kind of funny sounding addiction, right? You know, it's like, ha ha, watching porn. But I guess it must have the same, you know, characteristics of any kind of addiction where, you know, you can't seem to stop no matter what, no matter how much it ruins your life, like you can't stop doing it. So is it the same as that? Is it like he literally, and it sounds silly saying, but literally cannot stop wanking? Like, does he need to see a therapist? Well, I don't know. Like
releasing endorphins into your brain, right? And if you suddenly are like, I'm going to try stop giving my brain as much endorphins.
I'm pretty sure also there's like dangers to like not. Masturbating is good for you.
Yeah.
Like to a level. So I think although we joked about November, I wouldn't encourage doing that. I'm pretty sure those are like actually pretty damaging.
I think it's like a healthy one a day is the healthy one.
One a day keeps the doctor away. yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it. Let's just make up just medical stats. One a day. Mm-hmm. One a day is what Zero Degrees recommends.
One a day keep the doctor away.
Yep. That is official medical messaging from Zero Degrees.
Could he move on to crack cocaine?
Yeah, replace it with another addiction.
Mm, one which is then
what if he starts fucking double fisting? He's doing some crack cocaine and wanking.
I feel like
then he's living.
Honestly, the best way to switch up addictions of pretty much any kind is changing routine, because it's usually a part of your day that you're doing a thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you stop doing something or that you're addicted to. So, you know, just stop sitting down in the wank chair or whatever. Like, if you're wankaporium, just stop going to the wankaporium.
Just had a genius idea.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about how he loves, like, these Amazonian powerful woman death by snooze in the Futurama episode, okay? And he has a healthy sex life. Why doesn't he get his girlfriend to get him a chastity belt? Or like a little cock cage that she has the key to it. That way...
Dude, he's going to bust so hard. You can't do that to him. That boy is going to enjoy movie. It so much.
He'll be
much.
Blasted to the ceiling or whatever, but like, it will stop him from beating his meat all the time.
Is that like the little cage that stops you from getting an erection?
But it doesn't stop anything.
It doesn't stop anything.
You just can't wank because there's a cage on it. Right. I thought it physically stopped it. But no, okay. So you just can't wank.
I think that's a great idea.
My only worry, Raz, is he's going to love it too much. I feel like...
Yeah, but like, then at least he's like coming once a day or something.
But then I feel like he's thinking about it literally all the time.
Maybe, but it might like get the habit out of him, you know what I mean?
I feel like, all you've done is you've taken a heroin addict and be like, but cocaine as well. I feel like you just gotta, like, I feel like that maybe they're not being real enough of like, is it affecting your life in like a bad way? Like, is it actually okay with their girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like, taking 2 days of annual leave just to wank is pretty fucking insane. Like, that's really extreme.
And also, like, are you skipping social events to go have a wank as wank. Well? Like, or when you're out, do you fucking nip into the toilet for a quick wank?
No! Yeah.
That's why I'm not hanging around in cubicles, Lydia, having chats with friends.
Yeah.
The cum particles.
That's it. I think you need to have a hard look at how it is affecting your life. And if it isn't, you know what? Great. Cool.
I mean, like... Mm. Weird people come in changing rooms and stuff, right? Like, all over the mirror and shit.
They do.
I imagine this is that type of person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you...
He is a Kuma. He is an actual Kuma.
Oh, are you going into, like, public restrooms and changing rooms and wanking? Like, if you're doing stuff like that, then...
That's a fucking problem.
Like, I would say, like, maybe, like, say, like, okay, I wanked 50 times today. Tomorrow, I'm only going to wank 48 times and try and just bring it down. Keep yourself busy, you know?
Yeah, slowly wean yourself off.
Yeah, take up a new hobby that involves holding similar-shaped things. Like tennis. Just
like whittling.
Whittling and tennis. I don't know. Yeah, just pick up some new hobbies.
Yeah.
He just starts whittling dicks. It's all I can do. It's like that scene in Superbad where all you can draw is fucking cocks.
Drawing dicks. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
On a side note, is anyone like super curious about this new snoozy porn now?
A little bit. I mean, if I was on my home computer, I am
familiar with Amazonian categories.
Oh, Rav's already knows.
Not the Futurama snooze stuff. I don't know about that.
Does they dress up? Does she dress up in the? I wonder if they dress up the leopard print bikini, whatever it is they wear with the clubs.
I wonder if that's a thing.
I'm interested, like. also, how much have they spent on this OnlyFans thing? Because they kind of moved past that bit of the question quite quickly.
I fucking totally forgot about
they
that.
They took 2 days off work to bank specifically to
Does
that.
Does your girlfriend know about that?
That's why I feel
women.
Like...
It's women. So plural.
I feel like there's some... There's some bits of information missing from this question that I think are very important.
Well, that was like, where are your wages going?
Yeah, like, that's the concern, right? That's the bit where, like, it is actually a fucking problem.
But again, it does mirror, like, you know, like, they're saying that they need to watch weirder and weirder stuff to be able to get off. It's like the whole, like, going on to your tolerance going up to certain drugs, so you start taking harder drugs. It's literally that. Like, it sounds like he's sort of spiraling a bit, like he's, you know, having to just watch
crazy shit. Well, I'm just coming to like these seven women. Well, I just can't stop.
Fuck's sake.
It definitely, I mean, as much as it's a kind of almost like a funny sounding question in the nicest way possible.
They wrote it very funnily. I think they know that this question is going to be a bit funny.
Yeah, it does sound like maybe it might actually be a bit of a problem. I don't know.
It sounds a bit problematic.
I think there's some layers of cope in this question, and I think they're not being entirely honest of the depths that it's going. So I hope they can stop.
Just cut back. I don't think, you know, to stop. No. Just, you know, cut back a bit.
God, what a mind-blowing fucking question.
Wowie.
I feel like it had so many, like, trigger points, you know what I mean? There's, like, fucking OnlyFans, Death by Snoo, fucking jerking it.
Amazonian, squeezing my hog.
Squeezing, like, chafing my dick.
Every term, every word in there. Amazing.
The veiny log flume of love is my personal favourite.
Now, Harry said to us in our podcast channel that the quality of questions have went up. And after today's episode, I'm like, you know, I think, definitely, the quality has gone up.
I don't know about...
Yeah.
It's more, there's less garbage. There's more, like, of these and less garbage, which is amazing.
Yeah, some of them just say, like, hamburgers.
Like, I mean? That's not a question. Oh, nice. That's not a thing we can talk about. You need to give more than that. Thank you. I guess we can outro it. Thank you to everyone who's been sending questions as well. It's been really good. They're super funny, really enjoyable to read through and talk about. So you're what's keeping the podcast going. So keep sending them in.
You.
We want to hear your funny predicaments.
We've got over 300 questions.
It's great, really
which
great,
which is incredible. So thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. Be sure to submit your questions in the link. There's a little linky link. It's very easy to find.
And let us know what you think of the show as well.
Yeah,
and leave a little review. It doesn't take very long, and it helps us. It's
really
fun
does.
Times.
And chat to us on Twitter. Tell us, like, answer the questions. Tell us, maybe not the wanking ones, but maybe the pee question. I don't know. Where are you listening to the podcast? I don't know. Like, get in touch with us. Let us know. Your thoughts on the questions we've been answering today.
And I think equally, we've been talking about it, but we'd love to know who you'd like to have guest on Zero Degrees.
We've been looking at.
So
we've got a few ideas in our mind, but, you know, we'd love to hear what you'd think. Mm. And they don't just have to be Yoscast members either. You know? They could be anyone.
Yeah, like, who would help us answer questions well or badly? I don't. I think it'd be either of them. So send in your suggestions. We want to know. All right, we'll catch you all next week. See you later.
See you later.
See
Bye.
Ya.
Bye.